This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A very pleasant good Monday afternoon, March 11th, 2024, the beginning of NFL free agency. We call this the legal tampering period. Teams have been tampering for a long time. Today's the day we start to find out who is leaving and where they are going around the NFL. One of my favorite days of the year. We got good news, bad news. Good news is, got a great show planned. We will cover this free agency day better than anybody for you. We're checking in with experts all over the NFL over the next 4.5 hours. Bad news is, it's a big day in DC sports, so Danny Ruye's out. He has no voice again. That's just where we are. If you think my voice, which hasn't quite been right since December 26th, is annoying or problematic, Danny's is occasionally normal and strong, but when he loses his, it's not like playing at 70%, gutting through 5 1/3 innings of 5-run ball like I'm doing. He just completely loses it. Like, he can't make any noises. So, Danny's out, which means you know Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and this new Commanders front office is about to cook. And they have started doing that today with a couple of a big additions on both sides of the line. How's that sound for you? Your first two moves of the Adam Peters era, bringing in a starter on the defensive and the offensive lines. You think he's got an idea as to how he wants to build this team from the front out on both sides of the ball, perhaps? Of course, your head coach, Dan Quinn, was a defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys the last 3 years, and the first two additions that they've made, there are two splashes today in free agency for a new starting edge at defensive end and a new starting center on their offensive line. Both career Dallas Cowboys who shared that locker room and that building with Dan Quinn over the last 3 seasons. So my question to you, and I have posted a poll at Grant H. Paulson, and I want your feedback. I've got about 650 votes over the last few minutes since I posted this poll. We called the Rivera era Carolina obsession Commanthers football. When everything they did, they just went and got a bunch of Carolina Panthers. Well, here in free agency, Dan Quinn sitting in the room with Peters and Newmark getting his guys, 2 for 2 on reuniting with Dallas Cowboys. I'm wondering, what do you like better? The Cowmanders or the Comboys? Which one are we going with? I got to know my audience here, I suppose, and I'm going to assume that you don't like either of those. But give it some thought. The Cowmanders or the Comboys? I kid because I care. Look, go add good football players. I don't care if you played for Dallas or Philly or New York or Vegas or Buffalo. It doesn't matter, as Stone Cold used to say. Or was it The Rock? It doesn't matter what your name is. I might have been Rocky. Go get me starters. Go upgrade positions of need. Go add talent to a team devoid of Pro Bowlers that doesn't have enough of it. So, as we are now 2 hours and 6 minutes into the league year, unofficially, legal tampering, Dorrance Armstrong, defensive end, now a Commander. He will start on the edge. And Tyler Biadasz, that is B-I-A-D-A-S-Z, Biadasz. Your two new starters for the Washington Commanders. Let's talk first about Dorrance Armstrong. Chronological order, they came to terms with him first. Armstrong's 26, and somehow he's already played in six NFL seasons. Super young rookie, obviously. All six of his years in Dallas, the last three, as I mentioned, playing for Dan Quinn. Now, he was not in the room with Joe Witt Jr., a defensive backs coach, as a D lineman, but obviously they know each other well. Witt's now being elevated to the DC role, so there's some familiarity that should help him hit the ground sprinting there as well. Armstrong really broke out, not this past season, but the one before. 8.5 sacks, added another 7.5 off the edge this past season. So 16 sacks the last 2 years. This past year, he had 35 pressures, despite only playing on 42% of snaps. Think about that. They're so loaded, right? They move Micah Parsons all over the place, doesn't really come off the field. Dorrance Armstrong was kind of a situational pass rusher type who played a little less than half of the snaps defensively for Dallas, and he still managed 7.5 sacks. He's got immensely long arms. First thing you're going to find if you dig deep into his profile, 34.75-inch arms. Pretty elite. I mean, you don't see that very often. Montez Sweat-ish in that way. He can play the run, you know, keep blockers off of him as he tries to decipher what's going on in the backfield. And he's played every single game in three of the last 4 years for the Cowboys. So there's some durability there. Now he's going to play more. His role's going to expand. And we'll see if he can stay on the field more often in game. And then if that means he still can play week in and week out. What I liked about how the Cowboys used him, and because the guy that was responsible for his usage is now in Washington, I have to imagine that this means that the Commanders might do something similar. I really liked how much they moved him around. He is a pretty traditional defensive end, but he would line up over the A-gap. There were times where they would stand him up. He did a lot of different things as kind of more of a gadget option for them because he was a spare extra piece when he came on the field. Now, here, I'm guessing he's just going to be, for the most part, right now he's the top edge on the roster, like a hand in the dirt, get off the ball and go get the quarterback defensive end. But I hope that with him comes some of the creativity and the usage that we saw. Pro Football Focus ranked him the 49th defensive end among the edges out of 112 at the position last year. Not a star by any means, and I don't think anyone should assume that he's coming in here to start stringing 11 and 12 sack seasons together. We have not seen the money he's making. I have not seen the projected contract, but he's not going to be breaking the bank. I think when I saw PFF project his number, it was a little over $10 million a year when they looked at it a couple weeks ago. Because the cap is larger, I'm assuming it might be a little bigger than that. But he's not going to get some crazy amount of money. You know, we're talking about probably half or so what Montez Sweat made to stay in Chicago after the Commanders decided not to pay him. Just to give you an idea of the quality of the player in the market, a Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio's site, ranked the top 100 free agents right before the start of the league year today. So this took into account, you know, a bunch of the guys that had been tagged and, you know, who had re-signed and whatnot. They ranked Dorrance Armstrong 55th best out of their top 100 free agents. So I wouldn't consider Dorrance Armstrong a splash necessarily in that it's not a marquee addition. This is not someone who's going to go to, you know, 2, 3, 4 Pro Bowls over the next few years. But I think he is an upgrade, and this is an important acquisition, and this is what the Commanders should be doing. Go get talent at positions where you don't have enough of it. and their defensive end spot coming into the league year today was not close to good enough. After you traded Sweat and Young to Chicago and San Francisco, respectively, last season, the pass rush fell off massively. Understandably, those are two really good players, and you would turn things over to backups who had been elevated. James Smith-Williams, who, by the way, is a free agent. Casey Tuhill, who, by the way, is a free agent. F.A. Obada, who got hurt again and who, by the way, is a free agent. None of those guys are under contract as we sit here right now today. Their agents are able to talk to other teams. So the defensive ends on this roster were K.J. Henry and Andre Jones, drafted in rounds 5 and 7, respectively, one season ago. That tells you that defensive end was going to be a massive priority. And I think by going out and getting Dorrance Armstrong, you can now assume that Washington doesn't have as much necessity or desperation to make Edge an early pick. You still need a second starter. I'd love to go get Bryce Huff in free agency, the former Jet, who I think is the best available edge outside of probably Danielle Hunter. Sounds like Bryce Huff signing in Philadelphia today with the Eagles. So cross him off the list. Danielle Hunter is the next of the best of the rest available. And Danielle Hunter, who's a great player, is older. But maybe you could have him on a couple-year deal where you pay a little more in the next couple seasons if you just want to bring someone in here to get an impact, rush, and some sacks. But I'll be curious to see if they're done spending on the edge. What they could do is pair Dorrance Armstrong with a rookie who they draft in rounds 2, where they have the 36th and the 40th picks, or maybe beyond. Round 3, go get someone you bring in here that you like a little more initially than the late round picks from a year ago who are your holdovers. But they're not done at that position. They just don't have enough guys on the roster who you feel good about right now. So Armstrong, first free agent signed by the Commanders off the board. Then you go to the offensive side of the ball, where similarly the first move that the Peters era sees Washington make is on the line, and they go get a center. Love this. With all due respect to Dorrance Armstrong, decent player, to me, this is my favorite of the two moves they've made so far. You're going to have a kid quarterback in here. You're probably drafting that guy second overall. I guess it's possible that you move up to 1 and take Williams. I don't think they're doing that. I think that would be a mistake. It's certainly a possibility that they could move back from 2 and take a quarterback somewhere else in the early part of the draft. I also wouldn't do that, and I also think that would be a big mistake. Stick it 2 and make your decision. Put your neck on the line and go get yourself your guy. Is it Drake May of North Carolina? Is it Jaden Daniels out of LSU? Who knows? Maybe you shock everybody and you fell in love with J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. Don't really care. You pick a quarterback at 2, you find your flavor, which guy do you like best? You bring him in here, and you let him make some music. But here's the key. You better build up that offensive line. I will say to the Peters-Newmark regime what I said to the Rivera-Marty party nonsense of the last few years. If you're turning things over to a young quarterback, Sam Howell, please, for the love of God, give the guy a chance and beef up that offensive line. And I'm not talking about Nick Gates. So what do they do today? They go get a 26-year-old who has played in a Pro Bowl in Tyler Biadasz, entering year 5. Last 4 years in Dallas. Pretty good player. 2 seasons ago in the Pro Bowl in 2022. Missed just 1 game in each of the last 2 years. Been pretty durable. Otherwise, you're talking about playing every game over the last 3 years. One per season here, the last couple contests. Went to Wisconsin. Big Ten football, physical in the middle of the line of scrimmage. Again, not a star by any means. I'm not pretending like they went out and signed the best center in the National Football League, but one of the best centers on the market. 88th in PFT's top 100, kind of swimming in those same waters where you don't need to necessarily win a bidding war for Tyler Biadasz. But look, he's on offense. I get it. It wasn't in Dan Quinn's meeting room every day. Understand something about Dan Quinn, though. However you felt about the hire, and you guys know it wasn't my first choice, right? Dan Quinn's the kind of guy that transcends side of the building. If you're Tyler Biadasz, you've had some conversations with Dan Quinn over the years. You've kicked it with Quinn as he wears his backwards hat, walking around the building, shticking it up with everybody. If you were in that Cowboys organization the last few years, not only do you know Quinn, but you probably like Quinn. Everybody does. So this helps when you're trying to get Dorrance Armstrong. You get to come work with Quinn and Witt. You probably get them in a conversation at similar money with another team. Biotish looking around going, I'll play for DQ. I like that guy. So you got your starting center. Great place to begin on the offensive line, built from the inside out. And you got your edge at defensive end. You're just getting going now. There's still a lot to be done here. But remember, it's only been 2 hours. It was actually pretty hilarious. I started getting tweets right around, maybe around 12:15 or so. People were like, what's Adam Peters doing, man? Doesn't he know today's the day to sign players? Like, you know, what do you think? He's Jeff in a Madden league and he finds out after the weekend that he didn't do his free agency to-do list? That's something I saw, by the way. Jeff walked into the studio. I'm sitting here prepping for the show. About 1:55. You know Jeff from B. Mitch and Finley, that guy? He walks into the studio. Darius is the commissioner of the Madden League, and he's like, Darius, I forgot it was free agency. I lost all my players. That same guy that was 0-17 or whatever he was this year? Weird. Can you imagine if that happened with Adam Peters, by the way? If he was just like, takes a little time to get this done. That's not to suggest that the first conversations he had with agents was at 12:01, because that's just not how it works. And while I would advocate to the young people listening that you should not drink alcohol, ever, at any point, ever, the idea that GMs and agents are talking for the first time is noon today is like the idea of your first sip of alcohol being on your 21st birthday. Like, that's good. I like the taste. What is this? This is bourbon? That's tasty. These conversations have been going on privately for a long, long time and really picked up within the last few weeks. Business was booming at the Combine in Indianapolis. You don't throw all these deals together in 6 minutes when they start coming out a little bit after noon. But for Adam Peters in Washington, they are on the board. You can put them on the board, yes! Dorrance Armstrong and Tyler Biotish. I believe they will sign someone who's not a Cowboy. I can't tell you that definitively, but I think that's going to be the case. Go vote at Grant H. Paulson. What do we like better, the Cowmanders or the Cowboys? And if that makes you throw up a little bit in your mouth, you can get in line. Here's the lay of the land. Ben Standing covers the Commanders at 3 on what they've done and what they will do. Of course, if news breaks, we'll have to move that around. We're flexible today. Calvin Watkins covers the Cowboys at 3:30 or so. We'll talk about the newest members of the org coming over from Dallas. And Brad Spielberger of PFF, who is breaking down all the moves. He actually is PFF's cap guy. He went through every single free agent this offseason and assigned values and what he expected guys to make. And by the way, so far, as he normally is, he's been pretty on the money. A lot of big storylines to track. What's going to happen with Kirk Cousins? Does he stay in Minnesota? Does he go to Atlanta? How does the running back market materialize? It's a fun day, people. Don't be afraid of a little money getting spent, okay? Don't be nervous about adding talent. This is a good thing. I'm listening to people all day long calling in, seeing people on social media all day going, we need to save some money. Let's just be patient here. Which of the zero Pro Bowlers on the team last year was your favorite? I don't know about you guys. I'd like to get better. I'd like to add some good football players. Who's with me? Let's open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Your thoughts on the first couple hours here, a couple of the Cowboys of the last few years coming to D.C. Peters and company starting on the lines. What do you make of the early haul? 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny, no Danny today on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
15 seconds to go. Burrow is swamped back at the 18-yard line by Dorrance Armstrong.
From 47, and this one is blocked by Dorrance Armstrong.
Welcome to Washington, unofficially. Dorrance Armstrong agreeing to terms with the Commanders. I guess we should remind everybody that these deals are not official. Nothing is set in stone or pen and is not put to paper until the actual league year begins in 2 days on the 13th. So this is why we call it legal tampering. This is when you agree to contracts and you go out and you clink glasses and have a steak dinner with your agent and celebrate getting paid. Dorrance Armstrong, the defensive end, 26-year-old, entering year 7, spent his entire career with the Cowboys, coming off of 7.5 sacks, signed by the Commanders, being reported at 3 years and worth a max of $45 million. That sounds like agent speak to me. It's not going to be $15 million per year, probably. My guess is it's closer to $12 or $13 million per year. We'll await more details on the numbers. But it won't be worth more than $45 mil over the 3 years. Tyler Biadasz, according to Nikki Javala, I saw had this at the Post, getting $30 million over 3 years. $10 million AAV is pretty good in the center market, but also necessary for Washington. Enough with the, is Larson healthy or not? What about Nick Gates moving over to play? Who's our position flex guard center? Go get yourself a guy who's played in a Pro Bowl who helps the kid quarterback, and Biadasz does that. Just moments ago, while we were coming back from break, the biggest domino in free agency just fell. Kirk Cousins has agreed to a new contract to go to the Atlanta Falcons. Third team for Kirk in his career. Obviously started here in Washington, spent 6 years in Minnesota, and now he goes to Atlanta to play for the Falcons, where presumably Atlanta will be the favorite in the NFC South. Bringing in Cousins, he becomes the best quarterback in that division, where you've got Baker Mayfield back in Tampa Bay, Derek Carr coming off of a tough first season in New Orleans, and for the moment, Bryce Young is a major question mark in Carolina with the bottom feeders in the sport, the worst team in football this past year. I don't love Atlanta as a destination for Cousins because I just think you're leaving a better supporting cast in Minnesota. Vikings O-line is better than Atlanta's. You're leaving Jefferson, Addison, Hawkinson. But it's not a bad situation. That's a team that a lot of people feel like is a quarterback away from the playoffs. I don't think they're a quarterback away from a Super Bowl, but under their GM, Terry Fontenot, their head coach, Raheem Morris, they brought in a brand new offensive coordinator to go with Morris's hiring a few weeks back in Zach Robinson, who comes from the Sean McVay tree. Obviously, McVay called plays for Cousins and is one of the favorite coaches he's ever worked with. So I like that fit. He's going to be running that Shanahan-McVay offense in Atlanta, so that's good. The question is personnel. Van Jefferson, who they acquired via trade from the Rams, is a free agent. So assuming he walks, they've got other free agents at wide receiver, Kadarrell Hodge and Mac Hollins. It's basically Drake London out wide. Not much else. You got Bijan Robinson, who was underutilized last year in the backfield. Tyler Algier, good running back. I think they'll have a very good running game, and they'll operate heavy in play action with some, you know, middle of the field darts from Cousins to Drake London. They got to get more out of their tight end, Kyle Pitts, who since his unbelievable and historical rookie of the year has completely fallen off. but there's just not a lot else there. So Cousins clearly wanted the length of the contract. You know, last year, he went into his contract year with the Vikings, and he was negotiating with Minnesota, and I remember being told at the time that the Vikings were willing to tack on one more year for Cousins, a fully guaranteed season, before last year, meaning he'd have 1 year left on the deal still. And Cousins said to them, no, I want to finish my career. I want one last contract. And he was looking for more of like the Daniel Jones four-year deal, even if it meant that for the first time since he was tagged in 2015, he wasn't getting a fully guaranteed contract. And it sounds like that's what he's getting in Atlanta. If you guys see the terms, you can throw them in the chat. I haven't seen them yet. But I did hear that it's a four-year deal for Kirk Cousins. Well, clearly the Falcons are not guaranteeing him 4 years at $40-plus million every single season. So my guess is, if you're Cousins, you were debating between Minnesota, who was basically willing to guarantee you one more year as a starter, but you don't know if they're going to draft your replacement. If you re-sign with the Vikings, even if you go out and you light it up again like he's done every year since he's been there, this past season he was on pace for almost 40 touchdowns and 10 picks when he got hurt midway through the year and tore his Achilles. You go back to Minnesota, if they're not committing beyond, now let's say they were giving him a 2-year deal where only the first year is fully guaranteed, then they could do to you what you've seen happen to so many other quarterbacks where, let's say they draft J.J. McCarthy at 12 or move up and get a QB in the top 10. You're the starter this year, and then as of midway through next year, you're on the bench going into free agency. Cousins had a team, multiple teams, I'm sure, but the Falcons, his wife's from Atlanta, willing to commit to him for what he perceives presumably as, you know, a good bulk of the rest of his career. And I'm sure for multiple years now, he knows that he doesn't have to worry about not being the guy. You know, are they going to draft a quarterback? And those are the considerations you got to start to have when you're as old as he is, which is funny to say now. But Kirk Cousins is going to be 36 this football season. And he's coming off of an Achilles. You know, it's kind of amazing to me that didn't come up more in all this. Isn't that odd to anybody? I mean, you tear your Achilles, very serious injury, and yet the Vikings want you, the Falcons want you, other teams were in the mix. I think we've come a long way in a really short time with Achilles recoveries. Some of it's the perception of, I think, how quick Rodgers came back. Obviously, Cousins is doing pretty well. He was dancing on the stage at the NFL Honors event and has already posted videos where he's dropping back and he looks like he's ready for training camp. But I just would have thought that was a bigger part of the discussion or would have hindered him more in the market. But his agent, Mike McCartney, who got him all the guaranteed money over the years, including here in D.C. and in Minnesota, made the announcement himself. 4-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Cousins staying in the NFC, going to the NFC South. Just like in Minnesota, home games indoors. In the NFC South, New Orleans is inside. Tampa's not, but you don't really have to worry about cold weather there. So you're talking about within the division, really only having games outside in cold weather, potentially in Charlotte if you're playing there late in the year. So now you're up to, in a good year, like 12 games where you know you're inside or playing in warm weather out of 17. It might be better than that, right? That's worst case scenario. So those are the types of considerations, presumably, that mattered to Cousins as he's getting deeper into his career. But that was the biggest storyline in free agency. He was the most notable quarterback. He was the guy that was going to get the mega contract. Other news, Cousins to the Atlanta Falcons. Bryce Huff, 3 years, $51 million to the Philadelphia Eagles. Huff's the edge rusher from the Jets that I've talked about wanting on the show a bunch. If, in fact, the Armstrong contract is $15 million per year, I don't think it's going to be. It's a max of that. But the difference between Huff getting 17 and Armstrong getting 15, I would say advantage Eagles on that value. I thought Huff was going to get a little closer to $20 million. And maybe you take a little less to go to Philadelphia than you would to go to a non-contender because that team's winning the division and in the playoffs more often than not. Super Bowl contender, been in NFC championship games, Super Bowl games here recently. But I love $17 million for Huff when people were penciling him in at $20 million. So take him off the board for the Commanders. Another name of note as far as Washington, I think a lot of us were thinking, hey, they're going to throw money at the guard position. Jonah Jackson, former Bengal, he's off the board. 3 years, $51 million, about $17 per. First 2 years, guaranteed $34 million. He's going to L.A. to play for the Rams. Where Sean McVay, is loading up on the offensive line, trying to keep Matt Stafford on the field, which I get. Because, look, not only is it pivotal, you want your quarterback healthy. He seems to get banged up constantly. And the difference between the Rams when he's playing and when he's not is Super Bowl contender versus picking in the top 10. So it's no wonder they're addressing the offensive line. One other item here, NFC North, the Packers are expecting to sign Josh Jacobs. Really good tailback. I would imagine a replacement for, maybe that spells the end for their longtime dual threat in the backfield, Aaron Jones, right? I can't imagine that'd be a little bit redundant. Jones makes a lot of money, whether it's right now or a year from now. Jacobs would be the guy that could end up becoming that player for them in Matt LaFleur's offense. But the running back market has materialized right around $8 million per year for the top-end guys that have been signed so far. That's about what Tony Pollard got. He's in Tennessee with the Titans now after his negotiation today. DeAndre Swift to the Bears, 3 years and $24 million for the former Eagle who went for 1,000 yards for the first time in his career this past season. Although he didn't go for over 100 yards after week three. But the high-end running backs that have not signed yet, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, you know, those guys will probably be up around $10 million, I would guess, based on what we've seen the market bear. But I want to get to your calls next at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What do you make of Washington's first two big decisions of the Peters era? They've gone and gotten two Dallas Cowboys. Dorrance Armstrong, the defensive end, 26 years old, 7.5 sacks last year, playing less than half the snaps. Obviously, they're penciling him in for more production here, paying him to do that. And Tyler Biadasz at center, 3 years and $30 million to anchor Washington's offensive line. So now you've got Biadasz at center, Sam Cosmi at right guard. I would think for now the plan would be Andrew Wiley staying at right tackle, but major questions still need to upgrade and figure out left guard and the vacancy at left tackle without Charles Leno. And if you want to discuss Cousins leaving Minnesota, where just 2 years ago, his last healthy season, they were a 13-win team, to go to the Falcons to presumably finish his career in Atlanta, you can hit on that as well. Grant and Danny, no Danny today on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, G and D. It's a big day, so Danny's out today. He doesn't have a voice, which tends to happen when the Commanders are cooking. Adam Peters, Lance Newmark have agreed to terms with Dorrance Armstrong and Tyler Biadasz to kick off free agency. Armstrong, the defensive end, coming over from Dallas, 16 sacks the last 2 years, ranked 55th in PFT's top 100 free agents list. Tyler Biadasz, B-I-A-D-A-S-Z. Biadasz, 26 years old, entering his fifth season, 4 previous years in Dallas, former Pro Bowler, 88th in the top 100 from Pro Football Talk. Antonio Gibson is gone. He has found a home. He is leaving Washington. Gibson, hitting free agency today, has agreed to terms on a new contract with the New England Patriots. They are quarterbackless after they traded Mac Jones to the Jacksonville Jaguars over the weekend. How about that for Mac Jones, by the way? Life comes at you fast, huh? You're now a backup in Jacksonville to Trevor Lawrence, who has taken 14 picks earlier. But here's most notably why Antonio Gibson might like New England. My guess is they're going to use him as a pass catcher more frequently than Washington did. Whoever pays this guy has to figure out. He actually can be a serviceable, legitimate weapon for you if you put him out wide. Like his sizzle reel and film, when he was lined up very rarely but occasionally in the slot and at receiver, and even just out of the backfield running arrow and choice and Texas routes, the guy can do that. And I really hope, I'm imagining if they're paying him that they're going to, that he gets that chance as a former wide receiver in college. But he was just very replacement level here. I mean, there's no other way to put it in terms of the production. His yards per carry, the last 3 years, 4.0, 3.7, 4.1. Had one season where he ran for 1,000 yards when he carried the ball 250 times. But the last couple of years, a combined 900-ish yards while averaging right around 3.9 yards per carry. And you could just find that. I'll be very interested to see what kind of contract he gets. Running back market's starting to take shape, though. Those guys are finding homes pretty quickly today. I mentioned from the Cowboys, Tony Pollard to Tennessee, and from the Eagles, DeAndre Swift to Chicago to the Bears. Well, while we were in break, Saquon Barkley agreed to terms to stay in the NFC East. No surprise here. He's going to the Philadelphia Eagles. They've been flirting with him for weeks, it sounds like. Barkley getting about $12 million per year. That's going to be right at the top of the running back market. And one more thought on RBs. My guy, I love him. He comes on our show. He's fantastic. Brian Baldinger suggested today on television that the Commanders should sign Derrick Henry. No, thank you. That would be a lovely waste of money. I like Derrick Henry. Awesome player. And wherever he goes, he's going to be effective probably for another couple of years. He seems like he's one of the few running backs that's aging very well. Adrian Peterson-ish or whatever, but no thank you. You want a running back? Grab one on the cheap or draft one in the fifth or sixth round who can fly. That's how you go get running backs at this point. But I want to hear from you guys. 800-636-1067. We'll talk to Ben Standing of The Athletic on the moves the Commanders have made at the top of the hour. I want to hear what you guys are thinking about Dorrance Armstrong at defensive end, Tyler Biadasz at center to start free agency. Mustafa in Fairfax, you get the first word. What's up, buddy?
Yes.
Mustafa, you there? I'm going to throw you on hold. I hate when the first call of the day is abysmal. It's like we're doing well. Just 49 minutes talking to myself. We're moving and shaking. And then we go to the phones and it's like, I don't know why that was a horse. That was a bad. Danny's the sound effect guy. We miss him. That was supposed to be breaks. It would be awesome, though, if we could just keep this thing chugging along when we go to the phones. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church on G&D. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Thanks for taking my call, Grant.
You bet. Thank you. What do you got?
Awesome. So I like that there's somebody on either side of the ball, somebody you have to game plan on for the defensive end, and then somebody that is the center helping out the young guy, you know, just protections, calling out things, you know, just experience. I don't care where they come from. I like that holes are being filled. And then in terms of the Com boys or Commanders, I'm thinking why not the players or artists formerly known as Dem Boys?
Ooh, I kind of like that as well. A little wordy, but I could dig that. The artists formerly known as Dem Boys. I can play that game with you. Yeah, I like that. First of all, you're addressing the lines. Never a bad idea, number one. Number two, you're not spending at the top of the market where you could potentially swing and miss massively and make a big mistake. What's the worst that can happen with Dorrance Armstrong? He plays the run okay. He gets you 4.5 or 5 sacks instead of the 8.5 or 9 that you were banking on. But the other cool thing about this, I'd say, in terms of spending money, these are not unknowns. Your head coach was in the room with that guy constantly. Your defensive coordinator was in the room with him incessantly. You know these human beings inside and out. You can't really be fooled when they show up because you know all about Armstrong and Biadasz if you're Quinn and Witt and the other countless number of assistants that came over from Dallas. Another hidden gem of kind of the idea that you're going and getting Cowboys early in free agency. Kevin's in Arlington. What's up, pal?
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking my call.
So, you bet.
I've been standing on a table clamoring for a center, a stud center, since Jeff Bostic retired. I mean, I was spoiled as a kid in the 70s when the Skins started winning all the time. We had Lenny Hoss, who was a multiple Pro Bowler, great center, and maybe a 2-year gap until he retired and Bostic came on. I really feel, and nothing against Casey Rabach or any of these guys, it's been a barren position for almost 30 years. And so to get a stud and to pull him from the Cowboys, I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, I like both moves. Obviously, these guys love Quinn. That's great. I love the addition by subtraction. I would only say that you've got Thomas is out, Ertz is in, Gates is out, Biadasz is in, Leno's out. Come on, Tyron Smith, for a good contract. Not too much money.
One more Cowmander for you, Kev.
Cowboys.
You make a really good point, pal. It's something I haven't addressed probably enough. In addition to getting better by adding talent, you have hurt the Cowboys over and over again this offseason. Dan Quinn leaves as their defensive coordinator. Massive blow. Joe Witt is going to replace him and call plays for them. They've already decided it. He comes with Dan Quinn. Huge blow. They're dipping into the pool of guys who have been out of football, interviewing Rivera and Mike Zimmer to be their DC. And in this case, now losing Armstrong and losing Biadasz, nothing like strengthening yourself while weakening the arch rival. I'm all about that. We'll check in with Ben Standig of The Athletic to kick off the hour. Want to hear from you guys as well. 800-636-1067. What do you make of the start? What do you want to do next? Plus, I've got the details on the Kirk Cousins contract. Wait till you hear what he got from the Atlanta Falcons. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.